Ghost said love. Our love, we need to upgrade our love, and that we need to stand in faith, because there's some things that will be broken as we love each other. There's some things that will only be broken as you tell somebody that you love them and really mean it from the bottom of your heart. You need to love. You need to learn to love each other. Amen. If you're married, you need to learn to love your wife. Wives need to learn your husband. Best friends need to be best friends, not based on what you enjoy doing together, but based on the love of Jesus. Some of your things aren't going to come together until you come into contact with the love of God. Say, I'm designed to move by the love and grace of God. Keep that in your spirit. Everybody write that down in your notebook if you got one. Write the big word down, love, and you deal with it. Write the big word, love, down. Write it down real big. Just write that word down and deal with it yourself. There are some things that aren't happening in our life. There's some hindrances in our lives. Some voids there. Some unanswered prayer. Some mountains that refuse to move. Some hurts and some wounds that don't seem like they want to heal up. Some mindsets that just won't go away. There's a cycle of depression that swings around every now and then. Some of us get it every 6 weeks. Some of us get it every 6 months. Some of us get it every year. I mean, things could be going well, and all of a sudden, boom, where did that come from? But you know what? The Bible says you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth is that God loves you. Amen. And you got a lot of love in your heart, whether you realize it or not. Some people say, I'm just not that kind of person. I'm not a person, you know, I'm just a hard person. You don't know what I've been through. No, the Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart. Amen. Say, it's already there. You don't have to learn it. You just have to loose it. Isn't that neat? Look at somebody and say, love is not learned. It's released. Because love comes from God. All you got to do is turn it on right in the middle of your snap. Anybody ever snap? Love is released. See, the devil wants to lie to some of you. God says your breakthrough is the ministry of love. Your breakthrough is the ministry of love. And the devil doesn't want you to release. The devil says, well, it'll take you forever to learn how to do that. You won't get like that. That's just not the type of person you are. But the Holy Ghost is here this morning to tell you that love is released. God says you have more than enough love in your heart. And he's going to teach you. He's going to teach you how to open up and let it go. It was like the woman with the alabaster bottle of oil who took the oil, this precious vase, and she broke it on the feet of Jesus, and all of it just came pouring out. Break it. Love will come out. Many people are strong. Many people are strong in many different things and pride themselves. They pride themselves about their faith. Some people pride themselves of their abundance, amen, of their wealth, of their riches. Some people pride themselves in their education. Time to let it all go. And say, we're nothing. We're absolutely nothing but vessels filled with the love and grace of God. We're just nothing but containers of God's love. And even the gifts of the Spirit and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Did you know the gifts of the Spirit are nothing but instruments and tools that demonstrate God's love? Wow. Church this morning, whether you realize it or not, we do many things, and we can get so sidetracked and we can get into so many different things. But this whole thing is based on nothing but to get us around to the point to where God can manifest himself as the God of love, a good God. Look at somebody in the face this morning and say, God loves you. And you're not going to be loveless in this life. Look him in the face again and say, God loves you. And you're not going to be loveless in this life. Now, you can have a boyfriend, you can have a girlfriend, a husband, or a wife. There are many people that are seeking love. That are seeking love and affection in wrong places. If I only had this woman, or if I only had that man, if we could just spruce up our private life. Come on, somebody say, come on now, let's get real with it. I'm going there. If I can go there, you can go there too. You ain't got no choice. We're going. We're listening to the voice of the Holy Ghost. But many people are seeking love and affection out of teddies and negligees. on sandy beaches, private chat rooms. Amen. Seeking love, you know, if I just had somebody to take me to the movie, somebody just to tell me how special I am. You know what? You can get all those things and still be loveless. Why do you think so many people, well, I'm working, I had four husbands working on this one work out, I'll try them out for about 6 months, amen, there's no workout, we'll let them go. I mean, I had somebody teaching this thing, there was a person in town walking around preaching and teaching, loose that person and let them go. Talk about your husband or your wife. You need to, they got scriptural and biblical, loose them and let them go. You ever heard that song, Looking for Love? All the wrong places, looking for love. Jesus. And some of us pressure our friends, pressure our husbands, and pressure our wives. You don't make me feel special. There are certain people that can't give you what God can give you. You better find your love in Jesus Christ. Find the love of God. Then when you sense the love of God, amen, you'll be able to experience the second-rate love. And other things. Say, I will not be loveless. Listen, don't fall in love with anybody that hasn't fallen in love with God. Loveless. What do you mean by loveless? You gotta know what it is to, you know, love is demonstrated in worship. Do you know that? You can tell how a person loves God the way they worship Him. Amen. God wants to start something with some of you, I guess with all of us. He wants to start something. He said, I want to get this love thing together, amen. He said, I'm going to start it between me and you. And as we get our stuff together, you'll start to love other people around you. Love heals. Love heals. Love does what nothing else can do. Love. Somebody say, love? Never. Never, ever, ever, ever fails. I'm going to bathe my life in the love of God and see what happens. And those other things will come too. Those other things will come. Those things that we see, God's about to give them to you. Amen. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all these other things will be added unto it. Receive the love of God, and then sooner or later He'll send you some love with lipstick. He'll send you some love with some bulk. Amen. If you seek first the kingdom of God, He'll give you the desires of your heart. You'll be able to see things in people that you never saw before. You'll learn to appreciate eyes like you've never appreciated eyes before. Amen. You'll fall in love with the way people worship. You'll fall in love with the way people carry their Bible to church. Love. Don't be loveless. Don't be loveless. We only have a short time to demonstrate the love of God here. Just a short time. And we need to be professionals. Professionals. Professional lovers in Jesus' name. Somebody say, receive and reject. Say it again. Receive and reject. Say, receive and reject. Stay in the love of God is the first thing the Holy Ghost said to us. But what the thing that I want to tell you tonight is that we need to learn to receive and reject. Life is based on nothing. The basic premise of life in itself is receiving and rejecting. What do we receive and what do we reject? You know, God is in control of everything. There are opportunities coming your way. And you got to learn to be discerning. You got to discern. You got to discern what's God, what's not God. Amen. What do I want to receive today? You know, you can, in this message today, you have the opportunity to receive something or to reject something. You know, the devil is a trip, isn't he? Constantly, he bombards our mind. He comes at us. You know, sickness comes to us because we received it. Devil can't give you anything that you don't receive. You know, just put stuff on you. You can receive stuff or reject stuff. Somebody say, I'm glad about that. Say, I've got the ability to choose. Notice that in the Bible it says, choose you either blessings or curses, life or death. Somebody say, choosing. Say, I've got the ability to choose. And I'm going to take authority over my days. I'm going to take authority over the rest of my life in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to choose Jesus. I'm going to choose God. I'm going to choose the best. And I'm going to reject everything the devil's trying to sell me. Say, I don't have to take it. I push it off in Jesus' name. Don't you receive sickness. Don't receive debt. Don't receive lack. Don't receive death. Don't receive depression. Don't receive lies. Reject those things and receive God's best. Say, I don't got to take it. Jesus took it all, so we don't have to take any of it. Every once in a while, we need to get to the point, like Friday night, we talked about, please excuse me. Well, we need to get to the point in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost where we say, I'm not going to take that anymore. Amen. I'm not going to take that anymore. He took it all to the cross. Completely. And we don't have to carry anything he's carried for us. What we do is we keep pushing that stuff back on the devil and start receiving the things that Jesus brought. Now, in order to receive, how many believe you can receive things of God? No, every good thing that we get comes from God above. You know, you can get, you know, life gets better just when you learn that God's trying to give you something. That God's trying to bless you with something. Amen. And you just need to get to the point where you say, hey, I'm just a wide end receiver. Anybody ever played football? Well, you got to be like that. When you know the word is out there, you need to get clear. When you know that God's trying to tell you something this morning, we were talking about the love and grace of God. Well, listen, if the enemy's trying to bombard your mind, things are trying to come against you, you need to get clear. The wide end receiver, you know, the devil comes at you immediately to try to steal the word from you. Do you know that as soon as the word is sown to you, the enemy will come at you in anything, a pain in your side. Start thinking about the roast in the oven. Start thinking about anything to distract you from receiving from God. So you just need to get clear before you can receive anything from God. You come to church, amen. The devil goes and say, oh, it's time to go to church. They see you getting dressed. They say, well, I better get dressed too. It's time to go to church. You know that? Oh, yeah, you don't come by yourself. Anybody ever came with some thoughts? Come on. Anybody ever came with some thoughts? Oh, come on. You can look at some of the eyes. You can look at somebody and say, the eye is the candle of the, you know. I mean, you can look in the side there. Amen. And you look at some people that come to church and say, boy, they came packed today. I mean, people come to church packing. You know, they send them gangs. You know, those gangs. Some people know what I'm talking about. You know, they come packing. You think they're all by themselves, but under that shirt someplace, and they're packing. You say the wrong thing. You hit the wrong note. You touch that volume too much. We need to get a clue. But you got to get clear. You can't receive anything from God packing. You're full. You're full. People sit down at church and open it up. Here's my toot from last week. Sit that right there. Amen. Receive. In order to receive, the first thing you got to do, many of you can't receive just because you never get clear. Watch a big football game. God, you see that pass. You can tell when God's ready to throw the ball. The ball will be thrown. The word will be sown. As in football. I mean, the quarterback is out there. People are going for the plays. I mean, defense is out there. Why would the devil be out there trying to steal anything if it wasn't anything out there to steal? There is something to win. He is serious about this thing. So, you know, the Lord gets up there with the word, something good to receive. Amen. Somebody say, there's something good this morning. And you know, the Lord, you know, you see God getting ready. You can feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The preacher says, hey, I got a word for you this morning. And you can see them getting ready. Some people just get up there. They just stay right around the side, afraid to move. Amen. Some people get sacked. But those that are smart, those that are wise, those that are on their P's and Q's, they get clear. They run out for the wide. Somebody say, wide end receiver. You get clear. You get clear of the thoughts of the day. You get clear about what you got on. You get clear about what the devil's trying to lie to you about. You can't receive anything when you're not focused. The Bible says a double-minded, I love what Buddy Bell said, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and that person shouldn't expect. And you know that hope is nothing but earnest expectation? Do you know that hope is earnest expectation? The Bible says a hope and the word, when you get hope, hope means nothing but expectation. Well, it says that a double-minded person, that means a person that's packing, is unstable in all of his ways. That he shouldn't even expect to receive anything. And if you don't expect, that means you are almost hopeless. say double-minded people are almost hopeless. How many of you want to hope? You know, how many of you have ever dealt in hopelessness? Well, you get hopeless when you don't know where you're going or what to expect. And how many want to get your hope restored to you again? You want to get hope again. Well, what that hope again? God gives you something to expect. You hear the word of God, then you expect something good to happen. Then hope starts to arise again. You feel, the devil's trying to lie to you, say, hey, you're going under. And all of a sudden you hear, hey, you can make it. There is a promised land you can achieve too. Amen? There's something you can have. Then hope starts to come alive again. Well, you got to expect. So that person that's expecting the ball to go out, amen, a pass to go out, there's something you just didn't expect to hear a little, come to church and get a little brownie point. You go to heaven, you get a report card, how many times you've been to church, he lets you in by how many times you showed up. That's not how it works. You came because you're expecting to hear something you can apply to your life and something good to happen to you, amen. I'm going to get something. Say, I'm not coming to church packing no more. I'm going to go, when you hear the word going, you got to get clear. Sometimes you got to get clear from Sister So-and-so to receive your pass. Sometimes you need to get clear, amen, from stuff. You know that somebody's always negative. Somebody's like, get clear. They're going to make you miss your pass. Sometimes you get up there, some people even fumble the ball. They go hear a good word on Sunday morning, then they go out with their buddies. You know, and by 3 o'clock, that word is gone. What do you receive? There are many times, even me, the devil's even tripped me up at times. Lord, we'd have a wonderful Holy Ghost meeting, and the only thing I can remember is what went wrong during church. And the devil's got my pass. Before you can receive anything from God, get clear. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever the devil's trying to sell you that morning, it's not worth what God's trying to give you. It is definitely not worth it. Amen. We can get so caught up into so many small things and miss God's big thing. That little thing the devil's trying to mess with you on is temporal. That thing will be over, but the thing that God's trying to give you will last throughout all time. So look at somebody in the face and say, it's not worth it. Get over it. Isn't that good? So it's about receiving it. So we know that the first thing, in order for us to receive, what do we got to do? Get clear. I think that's good, don't you? How many believe that God's got something for you out there? How many believe that that God blesses us by the word, amen? And the Bible says the word will not return void. Say, I'm coming to church ready. We should come to church next Sunday in football gear. We should see that in the spirit, amen? You should say, hey, I got to go and I got to get clear, first of all. Uh-oh, I see this one coming on that side. I got to get around him. Uh-oh, something's going on around the eggs. Something at the coffee bar. Got to get away from the coffee bar. Somebody cut me off. Got to get around that. Got to get clear. And hold your hand up and say, here I am. Glory to God. Here I am, God. Somebody say, hit me. So it's all about receiving and rejecting. And you got to receive the word. Everything that God's going to give you, everything, things just don't happen. People think that things just happen. No, it don't. Somebody say, I got in this hole. No, it took the devil a long time to get you in that hole. I got in this bind. I'm depressed. No, it took, he had some big talking devils to talk you into that depression. They worked hard. Well, every good thing that God's got going on in your life, it came as a result of some hard work. It might not have been your hard work, but somebody got that word to you. By the time it takes you to hear it, it's already been worked over. By the time it takes you to hear that God's a good God and wants to bless you and do you good, you may think, oh, that's just a nice thing for him to say, but God's been working on that for 50 years. God took Gordon and Frieda Lindsay to build Christ for the Nation Bibles to tell you that God is good. So, how does that relate to me? Oh, yes, he's been working on your blessing a long time. It just didn't start yesterday. It just wasn't a thought in the shower. Before we were even formed in our mother's womb, God knew us and called us to say, hey, I'm going to use you to bless somebody else. God's been working on your breakthrough a long time. Just not by chance. He's been getting it together and setting you up for a long time. Setting you up for a hookup. He's extremely organized, and the Holy Ghost is here to tell you this morning, get clear for your pass. Woo! This is in the Bible.
It's in the parable of the sower and the seed. It's in the Bible. Somebody say, get clear. Watch out for the distraction. Watch out for that distraction. So it's all about, so when that pass goes out, you got to take it and receive it. You can't receive a football holding coffee. Let me get a sip of coffee. Somebody say, take it. So many people can't take anything from God because they always got something going on in their hands. You got to drop some things in order to receive what God gives for you. Somebody say, come empty-handed. I just heard something by the Holy Ghost. It's like offerings sometimes. You come with your offering, get rid of the offering. So that thing and come empty. Amen. And let God fill you up. Empty your hands. It's like somebody said, the rich man can't receive anything, can't make it into the kingdom of heaven. Because he had to go through that little eye of the needle. The eye of the needle, remember? And that means that eye of the needle was a little teeny gate that people that had riches, they couldn't get through it with all that camel packed down with stuff. They'd have to unpack it. Did it remind you of unpacking? You have to unpack. Take all that stuff off and strip yourself. Come with nothing but an empty vessel. Empty yourself. You'll be able to receive what God has for you. The word of the Holy Ghost for you this morning is God's got a pass for you. God's got a pass for you. Get clear. Get clear. Get clear. Get open. Get those distractions out of your head. Get those things. Just get rid of that stuff. That stuff is just the devil. God's out here trying to get the word out. Amen. He's trying to get the word out. He's trying to get the word sown. Amen. He's trying to bless you. Amen. I want you to think about something this morning. Do you think, how do you control your thoughts and where you're and what you're dealing with? Would Jesus be thinking it? At that particular time, what would Jesus be doing? Develop the mind of Christ, and you'll be all right. How many are excited this morning? Why don't you stand right where you are? We bless your holy name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.